most of the attention in the presidential race is focusing on the Democratic and Republican parties, but there are, of course, third-party candidates, including former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson, who is running as a Libertarian. Johnson's name will appear on the November ballot in Iowa after he survived a challenge from supporters of Republican nominee Mitt Romney. Good morning, Governor Johnson.
Good morning, Sarah. Thanks for having me on.
So why do you think Romney supporters want to keep you off the ballot?
Well, I do find it curious, you know, what I think is significant is we do plan on being on the ballot in all 50 states. We have issues with a couple of states, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, and Michigan being the three where we've had to challenge rulings in courts, but we'll see how that turns out. Right now, we are on the ballot in 45 states with two of the remaining states, no issue whatsoever. So I think it's significant that there are going to only really be three candidates on the ballot in all 50 states. And Republicans are viewing this somehow as a challenge. In states where this has been put to the test, I think I take just as many votes away from Obama as I do Romney.
What about in Iowa, though, where so many Republicans are sort of Libertarian-minded and have supported Texas Congressman Ron Paul? Do you think you can woo some of them away from the Republican Party?
Well, I hope so. For those that have supported Representative Paul, you know, where's the choice when it comes down to Romney, Obama, or Johnson? Well, I think that I'm saying the same things as Ron Paul, that civil liberties are really important. Let's end these, let's end our military involvement, and let's balance the federal budget now.
And you did run, of course, as a Republican during the primary season. Why have you decided to now go ahead and run as a Libertarian?
Well, I think that my voice is representative of the majority of people in this country. The message that I'm talking about is the same message as that of Ron Paul. In December, I really made an analysis that Ron Paul was not going to be the Republican nominee. So where does the voice go for what I think is the fastest growing segment of American politics today? It wasn't going to go anywhere unless I ran as a Libertarian, and I recognized that the Libertarian candidate for president would be the spokesperson for these issues. Well, that happens to be me.
So how do you as a Libertarian persuade voters from each party who might agree with you on some things but not others to get behind you?
Well, first of all, I think the majority of Americans are fiscally responsible. They're socially accepting. Which party represents both of those views? I don't think either one does. I don't think either one does such a good job in the areas they're supposed to be good at. Democrats are supposed to be good at civil liberties. Well, we find ourselves in a state of endless war. Democrats are supposed to be good on civil liberties. You know what? We have a growing police state. Republicans are supposed to be good on dollars and cents. Look, a plan to balance the budget in 28 years, and that's incumbent on growth. Let's balance the federal budget now. If we don't do it, I think we're going to find ourselves in a monetary collapse. And a monetary collapse, very simply, is when the dollars we have don't buy a thing because of the accompanying inflation that goes along with that.
And finally, Governor Johnson, you know, what do you say to those who argue that voting for a third-party candidate, even if you may agree with him or her, is still a wasted vote?
Well, I would say that a wasted vote is voting for somebody that you don't believe in, very simply. And by voting for the person you most believe in, that's how you change American politics. Don't discount your vote, even if it doesn't amount to victory, if the person that you vote for gets enough votes that it gets noticed and the issues that are being talked about get talked about. And in this case, let's balance the federal budget tomorrow. Let's not bomb Iran. Let's get out of Afghanistan tomorrow. Bring the troops home. Let's end the drug wars. Let's bring about marriage equality. Let's balance the federal budget. Let's really kick crony capitalism in the rear end. Let's abolish income tax, corporate tax. Let's abolish the IRS. I think these are very significant differences when it comes to issues, myself and the other two candidates, and that we do need to address these problems now, sooner rather than later.
Well, Governor Johnson, thank you for your time this morning.
Sarah, thank you very much for your time.